Good evening. Just for to repeat what our brother just said, we are going through this whole devotional on the fruit of the Spirit. And as our brother Arturo mentioned last week, there's a clear distinction. It is the fruit of the Spirit and not the fruits of the Spirit. Today we're going to look at the fruit of the Spirit called kindness. And as I was preparing for this devotional, my wife Smita was asking me, what are you going to speak about? I said, kindness. And she was like, how ironic, whatever that means. But as I was going through the scripture, it's one thing which we often tend to ignore as believers. Kindness is such an important thing. And as we go through the scripture, I hope that God speaks to us today. It's one of the most important attributes of being a believer. Let's read Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against such things. In this day and age, we often use the word kindness just in passing. It's now really fashionable to use the word be kind to everybody, be kind to one another. In fact, on November 13th of every year, the world celebrates Kindness Day. It's one day when everybody makes an effort to be really kind to one another. But the Bible tells us something to go beyond that. As we look at scripture, we realize that kindness is not something which is just a random act. It's nice to be kind to a stranger we see on the street, but there are times even in our daily lives that we need to be intentional about it. As we read through the attributes of Christ, we realize that kindness was a lifestyle. It's a daily practice which Jesus did. It's a choice. And as we read through the fruit of the Spirit, we realize that a seed is not something which you put it in the ground and water it and it just starts growing overnight. It has to be worked on. There's some work which is involved with growing a fruit. It's something which we need to be consistent about. And a good scripture which I wanted us to meditate on was 2 Samuel chapter 9. It's about the story of David and Mephibosheth. 2 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 1. One day, David asked, "Is there anybody in Saul's family who's still alive? Someone whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And he summoned a man named Ziba, who had been one of Saul's servants. He asked him, "Are you Ziba?" "Yes, sir, I am." And the king asked him, "Is there anybody still alive from Saul's family? If so, I want to show God's kindness to them." Here we see David, a man after God's own heart, doing something which we just spoke about, being intentional in his act of kindness. He said, if there's anybody still alive from Saul's family, if so, I want to show God's kindness to them. And we all know who Saul was for David. We know that David and Jonathan were really close, and they loved each other. But here he says, "Is there anybody still alive from Saul's family?" Saul was a king who tried to kill David multiple times. That was his goal. He wanted to kill David by any means, and he tried multiple times. But the Lord saved David. And here we see that David wants to show kindness to anybody who's still alive from Saul's family. And Ziba says that, yes, one of Jonathan's sons, in fact, is still alive, and he's crippled in both feet. And as we read the following verses, we can see that David said, where is he? And he sent and brought Mephibosheth to the palace. And in verse 6, at the end of verse 6, we read that David said, greetings, Mephibosheth. And he replied, I'm your servant. And David says in verse 7, do not be afraid. I intend to show kindness to you because of my promise to your father, Jonathan. I will give you all the property that once belonged to your grandfather, and you'll eat with me at the king's table. And verse 8 says, Mephibosheth bowed respectfully and exclaimed, who is your servant that you should show kindness to a dead dog like me? And as we read the following verses, we can see the acts of kindness which David showed to Mephibosheth, somebody who called himself a dead dog, because he knew that he was one of the last remnants of a family who had tried to persecute David at all costs, the current king. And if David was anybody else, he would have tried to eliminate the entire king's family. But he did not do that. Here we see that he did the opposite. He brings Mephibosheth, the grandson of the guy who tried to kill him, to his own house. And we see that Mephibosheth, in verse 11, from that time on, he ate regularly at David's table, like one of the king's own sons. Here we see it's something which we might feel is strange in today's day and age. Nobody does that without expecting something in return. We often do acts of kindness to people when we see that they might give us something else in return. But how often do we show kindness to somebody who might not be able to pay us back or who might not be useful to us in any way? The word kindness, which is used here, is roughly translated to the word being useful. So kindness is always followed by some kind of action. It's one thing to think we are kind and not do anything about it, and it's a whole different thing to actually show an act of kindness to somebody. And the parallel we draw from Mephibosheth's life, and David was a kind man. He was kind. But we also see that there was a time when he was unkind as well, after this incident, because he was a human. If you were to look at scripture for the perfect example of kindness, there's none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. He lived a life of, he spent 33 years just showing kindness to people. If you look at the written scripture, every chapter we can see an act of kindness by our Lord. He didn't expect anything in return. What did he do? He healed the sick. He helped the widows, defended the children. He was intentional in his kindness. In fact, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 22 says, what is desired in a man is kindness. Jesus told us to, Jesus showed us through his own life that we can be kind to one another. The fact that it is one of the attributes of a believer, one of the fruit of the Spirit, shows that Christ wanted us to obey it religiously in our life. And kindness might be something which we often think we are, even in our church. How often do we go to somebody whom nobody even talks to at church and speak to them? It doesn't have to be always monetary. Kindness doesn't always have to be material things. It can be something as simple as talking to somebody. speaking to them, listening to their story, and thereby showing that we are a true believer. We have this important attribute of Christ. It's easy to be kind when we have a lot. An example which somebody had used long ago, I really don't know who it is, but it's saying that you're waiting for a bus and you're number 7th in line. And the driver of the bus, and there are like 3 people after you. And the driver of the bus says, well, there's only room for 7. Most people are just happy that they were able to board the bus. And we tend to stop thinking about the people who are left behind. But sure, if there was room for 10, we would be kind to them. But the minute we get on the bus, we forget about those people. God's kindness is something which is not just indescribable. It's something which is feelable. And the scripture is extremely clear about that. That's one of the most important attributes of the Bible. It's not just a book of rules saying be kind to one another. It also shows us through scripture, through examples, through people who live their lives on this earth. We see in the life of David, we just saw, in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, even unto the cross, he lived a life of sacrifice for this earth. And when he was put on the cross, he did not have anything which even remotely resembles something which was not kind. He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. We see in the life of Jesus, that's something which we can try to emulate in our life, an intentional act of kindness, which is why we're really here today. We were like Mephibosheth. We were like far away from God. But we see that Mephibosheth was sitting, a person who thought he would be killed by the king, is sitting at the king's table with the king's sons. Today we are people who are crippled, who couldn't come to God by ourselves. But through God's kindness and through his mercy, we are here today. We are eating with the king's sons at the king's table. There are 2 words which are used for kindness in the Bible. Loving kindness and steadfast love. We see that throughout the scripture. We see that throughout the scripture, that Psalms 25 verse 6 shows us one of the origins of kindness. It says, remember, O Lord, your tender mercy and your loving kindness, for they are from of old. God created this world. He created humanity. And he created us, and he's telling us through scriptures to be kind to one another, to people who might not be willing to be kind to us, but God's telling us be kind anyway. Even in this world, when we see if people ill-treat us and are rude to us, one word of kindness sometimes we might have seen render people speechless. People are unsure of how to react to somebody who is kind in spite of facing extreme adversity. A good example of somebody who was kind and throughout scripture is what we saw 2 Sundays ago in the book of Ruth. We read about Boaz. In Ruth chapter 2 verse 20, it says, and Naomi says to her daughter, the Lord bless him. He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead. That man is our close relative. He's one of our guardian redeemers. We see in that verse that Ruth was a nobody. She is from a foreign country. And here we see Boaz, who initially did not know who she was, tells the people working in his field to let her glean from the field. He was kind to somebody who could not perhaps pay him back. And as we live our lives as believers, it's also important not just to be kind, but also to recognize kindness, to recognize God's kindness. God is kind to us by not just protecting us, but by also providing
to change the path that
all of our needs. He provides for without, even in times when we are ungrateful. There's often instances in our life when we might be grateful to God when God gives us something, and the minute we get that, we tend to forget all about it. But God doesn't stop. God's kindness is...
Yes, the banking manager and the team should take
It's such an important thing to not just be kind occasionally as believers. That's how the world recognizes that we are believers. It's one of the most important attributes right there with love, joy, and peace. It's something which we need to be consistent about. We need to show every single day, every single moment in our lives that we are the children of God. And one of the ways to do that is to be kind. Throughout the scriptures, we see examples for us to learn from. This is a topic which can be explained very simply and in 5 minutes, literally. Because we know all the commandments of God. We know the fruit of the Spirit. But the reason I wanted to take this time and go through these scriptures and go through these two examples, especially of Boaz and David, is because we have examples of people who, God's people, who are kind to people who did not expect anything in return. Kindness is always followed by some kind of action. And there's a distinction, by the way, between kindness and the next fruit of the Spirit, which is goodness. Kindness is the thought. Goodness is followed by goodness is when we act on it. And it's really important to be kind to people, to be tender-hearted. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32 says, "Be kind to one another. Be tender-hearted." A person who is of a hard heart, who really does not care about anybody but themselves, who's being selfish, cannot be kind. We can pretend to be kind, which is what a lot of what we see in this world. You know, we see people, important people, who show acts of kindness and servitude, and we see that they were doing it to get fame or for something else. They had a whole list of problems. But as believers, we are shown to be kind to one another because it is one of the attributes. It's not a talent. It's not something which God gives some people, some believers, and does not give the rest of the believers. Every single one of us has that attribute. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit. If we have the Holy Spirit, if we truly have the Holy Spirit, there's the desire within each one of us to be kind. To be kind just like David was. To seek out people to be kind to. David sought out Mephibosheth. He could have just, you know, even if he did not kill Mephibosheth, he could have just pretended that, you know, I'm the king now, I have a lot of things to do. We often use our busy schedules to use as an excuse. I'm not saying that I don't. I probably might not be really qualified to speak, to tell people to be kind, because there are a lot of things in my life which, when I read the scripture, I was like, I probably should learn from this more than other people. But it's so important to meditate on this and to actually think about it every morning we wake up. How can I be kind to somebody today? Because nobody can say, none of us can say in our lives that I did not have an opportunity to be kind to people. That is why I did not do anything. David sought out Mephibosheth. We probably should do the same thing as well. And it starts with our own lives. It starts with our family. I'm not saying that we should be kind to strangers and, you know, ignore our family. It starts from the family because it is our, it's our nature. It's like a kid being dispositioned to, you know, run after chocolates or sweets. It's their nature. That's what they do. As believers, it's our nature to be kind. We need to start being kind to our family, people at our church. You know, there might be new believers or somebody who comes in and really feels out of place because nobody talks to them. But that's exactly what we should do. And as a person who just joined recently, I was one of the recipients of that. ELBC was really kind to me. A lot of people, even on the first day I was here, did not know who I was, but came up to me and just said hello. That's all it takes. And that's probably one of the reasons why I'm still here. None of us is perfect. We need to be kind to each other. We need to encourage each other. Just talk to each other. Listen to each other's story. See how God has been kind to others. And there's no perfect example to show how to be kind to people other than our Lord. He saw Zacchaeus on the tree. He didn't pass by. He looked at him and he was kind to him. He saw the lady by the well, was kind to her. He saw the widows, he saw the kids who were being rebuked by his own disciples. He was kind to the kids. And that's a life we need to emulate. We are children of the Most High King. We are sitting at the King's table. We are eating with the King. And one of the King's attributes is kindness. So let us take this scripture to our heart. The fruit of the Spirit is something which we all have. It's important that we start practicing it. We act on it. We act on everything which God has already given us. And let's be kind to one another. May God bless this scripture.